This is, I'm going to bring to order the special meeting, Pacifica National Board, open meeting on Sunday, August 23rd, 2009. It's 8:07 p.m. Eastern Time, and Richard, our secretary, will take the roll.
Okay, Sherry Gendelman?
Here.
Monty Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Here.
Jolyn?
Here.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
John?
Here.
I think that was Sean out there somewhere, right?
That's Sean. I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Rico? Rico, I can't hear you. George Ryder?
Yeah.
Mr. Rollin?
Here.
Wendy?
Here.
Susan Young? Can't hear you, Susan.
Here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Susan?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I got you. Nia Bediaco?
Present.
Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Jamie Ross? Jamie Ross? Can't hear you, Jamie. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. AC Bird? AC Bird? Can't hear you, AC. Lissette King? Lissette King? Can't hear you, Lissette. Billy Ray Edwards?
Here.
David Beaton?
Here.
Pia Wangaza?
Here.
Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Richard. Just out of curiosity, is Laverne Williams on the call? Okay. Can somebody... Carolyn, can you possibly give Laverne a call to remind her that she needs to give a CFO report in a few minutes?
Yes, I know she's aware of it. I certainly will call her, though.
Oh, thank you. Next, timekeeper. Who would like to volunteer to be timekeeper tonight?
I'm happy to do it if you need, Grace, but if somebody else wants to, it's no big deal to me.
Okay, Sean, at least for the time being, it would be very helpful.
No problem.
Okay, so let's see what's the first thing on the agenda, which I assume is to look over the minutes and approve the agenda. Does everyone have the agenda in front of them? And are there any?
I do not. I was looking for it, and I can't find the agenda.
Okay. I will send this out to everybody again.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, are we approving the minutes?
We will be when we get to that. That's after the agenda approval.
Okay. Lizette.
Hi, Lizette. Richard will note your presence.
I thought it was 8:30. Okay.
Okay. Just for everybody's information, the meetings are at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Fridays. Okay. So just sent the agenda out and let's see if I can find it. I lost it.
Thank you, Grace. I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I move approval of the agenda.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to approving the agenda?
Madam Chair, it's Bonnie.
Okay. Is there a particular objection, or do you just object in general?
I think perhaps we should consider adding some time to the report of the interim executive director and the interim chief financial officer, in that you are allowing for questions and answers, and the total you have is 5 minutes.
You know, I made this meeting only an hour and a half long. Would you possibly consider eliminating those two reports from the agenda instead?
That would not be my thought, Madam Chair, particularly the Chief Financial Officer's report.
Okay. How about a consideration about eliminating the IED report? We're eliminating the Q&A after it.
I have a report.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we have a lot to do, and anyway, do you have a motion? You want to add time?
My motion would be to allow each of them to at least be 10 minutes so that we might, considering we have so many important items going on right now, issues in our lives at Pacifica, we might be able to ask a question if one occurred to us.
Okay, and where would you like that to be deleted from the rest of the agenda, as we only have 90 minutes?
I'm not sure, Madam Chair. I'd have to look through. Maybe we could see, maybe somebody else agrees.
Grace, while you're doing that, do we have copies of those two reports yet?
I sent you the IED report just, unfortunately, only about 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
Grace, this is your timer. How much time are we allotting for this?
Exactly.
5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Your timer is starting late. We've spent at least 2 minutes on this, so.
Okay, no time on approving the agenda, point of order.
All right, there are 5 minutes,
when you
5 minutes for approving the agenda. All right, Bonnie, so you want to add 5 minutes to each, to the interim, the IED report and to the chief financial officer report.
Maybe
without
there won't be
deleting
questions
it from anything else.
There will.
Pardon me?
Maybe there won't be questions, but I'm just assuming since we have a lot of critical issues going on that there might be.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding 5 minutes to the IED report and 5 minutes to the CFO report? Hearing none, the agenda is so changed.
Point of information?
Yes.
I want to know how the recall procedures got on the agenda since they didn't come from the Governance Committee, to the best of my information.
In the last meeting, we had decided to put as a top priority the recall procedures, and we're still on that agenda item. It is a top priority because we're holding up the recall election procedures because we have the whole recall election process because we haven't worked out the procedures.
My understanding was that this was referred to committee for their recommendations, that the committee has not concluded its work to recommend procedures to the board.
The committee has concluded its work.
Madam Chair, could you...
Okay. George, right, M? George, I can hear your...
It was not actually recommended. The committee did have a special meeting to take it up. We got only through the first two items. When I get a chance... I will recall from the table the procedures that we were considering last time and tell you about the two items that the committee actually had a chance to decide. But it was not referred to committee, and it does not need to be postponed until it comes back from committee.
Okay, so George, your recommendations that we leave it on the agenda as it is?
As it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Sherry?
Oh, yeah, more than answers it.
Okay.
Okay.
We're echoing.
Yeah, there's a bad echo on the line. Can everyone please mute their phone for a minute or two until you're called on or you have something to say?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Do you hear me? We hear you. Okay. Whoever it is who's saying hello, we hear you. Okay. Is there any other objection to the approval of the agenda? Or any other addition or change? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved as amended. All right, now minutes. Richard, which is the first set of minutes we need to approve?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I have the minutes from the August 7th open. And I sent him out this afternoon, this morning, I don't have the minutes from the New York meeting, the open part of that. I've got this part. I've sent those out, and I thought I'd have the open ones, but I messed them up, and I have to go back and do something changes. What I will promise everybody is that I will send those out tomorrow, and they won't be approved. But if y'all need to look for any reason, you'll have them tomorrow.
Okay. As I look over the open session minutes for August 7th, they're quite short. Would anyone like to move the approval of the
No, before we move approval, I need to ask a question. On the second page, I see me as absent. I'm hardly ever absent. I'm not sure what that is.
I have the same concern.
I believe
you. Madam Chair, this is your timer again, and I'm not seeing times on the agenda. So how much time did you allot for approval of minutes?
Let's say 5 minutes, okay?
Thank you very much. And I don't see times on this, so as we go through this, just let me know what the times are. We'll be happy to do it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I left the times off hoping that committee chairs would respond to my request. Luzette, I believe that the AB means abstained. Could it be that you abstained on that?
It's possible.
Yes. Okay, so...
according to the key, AB means absent, and I was marked absent on the 7th. And I was actually on the open session call. I've already sent Richard an email about that, but that's my only correction.
Okay. Richard, can you note that Sandra did attend that meeting? She was not absent?
Can you hear me?
Richard? Yes. We can barely hear you, Richard. You're fading in and out.
Yeah, it's a bad line.
Okay, we'll assume that Richard knows that Sandra did attend the last meeting, and we'll correct the minutes. The other thing is I hear A.C. Bird on the line, so Richard, can you please...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, this is Richard.
Okay.
Now, I think... Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
This is Richard. Now, let me respond to what was said. For the last year, every vote for the last year almost, 8 months... every vote is listed there, and the AP is abstained, and it's been that way for 8 months. Don't see why anybody should be confused now. On the calling roll.
AC, can you please mute your phone? We hear you talking.
You'll get that phone number from the.
But AC, please mute your phone.
I will.
On the part where it's calling roll, there's a logo there, and I could put a logo on the other, but we've gone for 8 months, and it's been understood that AB means abstain there, and if that's going to be a problem.
No, it's not a problem. I just queried it. Thank you.
Okay. Did you understand Sandra? She attended the last meeting, so can you change her absent to an X, which is what you have for everybody who attended?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right, are there any other corrections to these minutes or changes? All right. I'm losing my place here. Did somebody move the approval of these minutes?
I will move them as approved or as amended with my participation. This is Sandra.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes of August 7th, 2009, open session? Okay.
Hello?
Hearing none, those minutes as amended are approved. Okay. Next thing on the agenda is acknowledgments. Does anyone have an acknowledgment?
Yeah, this is George. I have one.
Okay.
Ted Weisgall, and who's on our LSB, and Colleen O'Brien were at a meeting of Healthcare for Texans, which is a local group looking to either single-payer healthcare nationally or locally. I just had one of the leading members on the show the day before, and they had the presence to get up and to ask people to contribute to the network on the basis of the fact that we're supporting that group. And indeed they did. They raised $300 and they got a promise of $500. And I want to acknowledge their doing that.
Thank you, George. Are there any other acknowledgments?
Susan?
Go ahead, Susan.
Okay, great. A couple of acknowledgments. One is that our development director and a number of volunteers and the LSB conducted our first-time auction. It was really a huge success for us. I think we netted close to $10,000, and for a first-time event, that is really awesome. We also, as you all are well aware, have made major program changes. We've done it in a textbook fashion. Compliments to many, many people about it, including our GM and PD. And we had a very, very successful fund drive. So all of that is just awesome news.
Thank you, Susan. Any other acknowledgments?
Can I just add that Susan was talking about KPFT because everybody might not know that?
Thanks, Wendy. Can I acknowledge?
Sure, go ahead, Lisa.
Right. I'd like to acknowledge the changes at WPFW, and I'm sure that the staff would like to acknowledge this as well. So on their behalf, I'd like to put that on record. The last fund drive, although it didn't meet the goal, it was very, very much an improvement in what happened the year and a half. There were people actually waiting in line to answer the phone, something that hasn't happened in years. They're about doing, every day of the week, there are people streaming into the IGM's office. There's a feeling of rejuvenation, and I want to acknowledge all those people involved in bringing about that change.
Thank you, Lizette.
Jamie?
This is Nia.
Jamie?
Okay. First, Jamie, I think he asked to be recognized before. Jamie?
Oh, yes. Thanks. I'd like to acknowledge the management staff and donors, the listeners at WBAI, who were responsible for our very successful fund drive, which just recently concluded. This is, once again, the station did over goal, which is a great thing for BAI, and it's actually a great thing for the rest of us too, because we've been concerned over the years about BAI's shortfalls and the pressure that it puts on the rest of the network. But this drive once again did over goal, so that's a wonderful thing. So I'd like to thank all the people that were responsible for that. Thanks.
Thanks, Jamie. Nia?
Yes.
Go ahead, Nia.
I would like to thank all the directors on both sides for the last conversation we had about the recovery plan. I must say it was quite civilized, and I think for maybe the third time or something that we actually, all of us, had a very civilized conversation, and I'm hoping that that will continue. It was respectful, and it sounded like we could really, really work things out together. So I would just like to acknowledge that. Thanks.
Thank you, Nia. Any other acknowledgments?
Yeah, Leslie here. I'd like to acknowledge our former general manager, Sean Heitkemper, who I don't think has been recognized here, who brought a great deal of stability to our station. He brought his vision to the rest of the GMs in the GM strategic planning report and made that happen. I can't say enough good things about what Sean has done for our station, but I do want to thank him and acknowledge him.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie. Any other acknowledgments tonight? All right, hearing none, no more. The next thing on the agenda is the IED report. So while I make this report, Joe, can you take over the chair?
Yes, and yeah, go ahead and begin your report.
All right. this report is, I think maybe I'll try and rip through it as quickly as I can. All right, first good news about the summer fund drives. WBAI moved way ahead of its $450,000 goal for its summer mini drive. The drive was scheduled to end Wednesday, August 19th, but it had already reached $579,000 on that day in pledges as of mid-afternoon on Tuesday, August 18th. Here's part of an email that I got from LeVarne Williams, the WBAI interim general manager, on Friday, August 21st.
This is LeVarne. I'm on the phone.
Hi, LeVarne. I'm quoting you. The goal of $450K for WBAI was surpassed on Friday, one day early. However, we continued until Wednesday, raising over $640K. That's $190,000 over its goal. This total allows us to catch up on all rent by the end of August and to send money to the national office for at least our share of Democracy Now! Thank you for your support. Staff and listeners are becoming believers in the WBAI mission once again. End quote. This is the second wildly successful fund drive at WBAI since management changes were made in the spring. Thank you to LeVarne and all WBAI staff. Now on to WPFW. According to Grigsby Hubbard, WPFW interim general manager, their station's four-day mini drive went much better per day than past fund drives. $92,000 was raised in 4 days, plus an added $3,000 for the sale of old records. Most of the pledges were made by credit card. In fact, the revenue per fund drive day is much higher than it has been in years. WPFW staff agree that there was better planning, better morale, and more buy-in from staff and programmers. Also, there are a lot of new volunteers. The only programming that underperformed was national programming, meaning Democracy Now!. All in all, Grigsby and the WPFW staff are very pleased with their summer mini drive. KPFT's current summer fund drive also performed very, very well. Here's a note from Dwayne Bradley, KPFT general manager, from yesterday, August 17th. Okay, well, this is an error. It was a few days ago, August 17th. And he said, howdy, KPFT has successfully completed its final membership fund drive of fiscal year 09. Unofficial results show us around $135,000, about $10,000 over the budgeted goal. Peace, Dwayne. So that's a very successful drive. Significant programming were changes were made at KPFT recently. Those changes have obviously been very well received by KPFT's audience, and as a result, this current drive has broken a negative trend. It is particularly heartening that KPFT's winter drive was 27% under budget, with slight improvement in the spring drive, which was still about 10% under their budgeted goal. Also, according to Dwayne, KPFT received a check last week from the estate of a former member of KPFT who passed a few months back. The amount was almost $16,000, roughly the same as the goal for whole day of on-air pitching. End quote. That was a quote from Dwayne. KPFK is doing three or four mini drives to make up for budget shortfalls. A one-day drive underperformed last week. The total for that drive was about $12,000. However, as usual, KPFK's staff is very resilient. Gears were changed, strategy was tweaked, and the next one-day drive performed better than the first. I believe making a combined total of about $35,000 for the 2 one-day drives. I regret that I don't have the exact numbers for you. According to Lemlem Regio, KPFA just completed a successful summer mini drive. Again, I have no exact numbers. Now the bad news. There are terrible cash flow problems at the national office WBAI and WPFW. This is mainly due to backlogged rent that has to be paid for both WBA offices and the transmitter tower. If this back rent is not paid, the station could face eviction. Also, WBAI had racked up about $1.2 million in debt to the national office over the last year or two, as it has had to pay back rent adding up to about $400,000, even though its two recent fund drives have been excellent. Most of the proceeds have had to be used to pay back rent. Consequently, WBAI has not been able to pay its central services to the national office for over a year, leaving the national office very, very short of cash. Hopefully, this will soon change, and WBAI may even be able to send the national office some money shortly, as noted above. In the case of WPFW, that station has had a series of failed fund drives over the last 1.5 years, but its most recent mini drive was successful. As a result of almost 2 years of mediocre fund drive performance, WPFW had completely depleted its unrestricted reserves and is now on a very poor cash flow. is now in a very poor cash flow situation. Added to that, there are back bills which need to be paid, including some going back as far as the 2007 gate. However, problems that have mounted up at the station are now being faced and remedied. The staff morale is very good. Programming is being improved. And this current mini-drive performance is any... And if this current mini-drive performance is any kind of yardstick, revenue will be increasing in the fall drive. So all in all, we are seeing very significant revenue improvement at least three stations. If things keep improving and if we can hang on until the fall fund drives, all should be well. Then I have a bunch of news. Where are we at time?
We're at time by about 30 seconds, Madam Chair.
And is that the 5 minute or the 10 minute?
I have 5 minutes on the agenda. I'm looking here.
Okay, we added 5 minutes to it. I'm going to jump down to election news. I'll have this entire report posted on the Pacifica.org website for the listeners who are interested. But I'll just pop down to election news. I don't believe Les Radke is on the call. Are you, Les?
Yep, sure am.
Oh, okay. So I'll skip the election news as well because you can give the election news. All right. So, Joe, we have some time for questions.
Okay, I'll take a sec. Does anybody want to go on?
Yes. Question?
This is Nia, Joe, and Zach,
and Susan.
Okay. Nia, Susan. Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Ray, will this year, this election's ballot, will they be mailed first class or by both?
You know, that's a better question for Les. He's going to give a report in a few minutes.
Okay, and on that note, I sent you an email asking you some questions. Do you know when you'll be answering me?
I already answered your questions.
You emailed me?
Yes, I did.
But could you please resend it because I never got it?
Okay, maybe I sent it. I know there you've had several email addresses. I'll try again.
But that's the Nia.Bediaco. That's the only one that I've been using for months now.
Okay, I believe I sent it to that. Why don't you check your email? I think I sent it to you on Friday.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, okay, if Nia's done, Susan?
Yes, what is the situation with WPFW's lease and need to move?
Grigsby Hubbard is negotiating the lease. It is up in November. They are in a very tricky situation because that building is scheduled to be demolished, I believe, and a hotel constructed on the site. However, the landlord is interested in having the lease renewed for a year or two, I believe, and Grigsby Hubbard is negotiating probably an extension of the lease.
Yes, an extension of the lease with a raise in rent by nearly $4,000 a month.
Okay, thanks, Lizette.
I'd like to respond to that, please, Lacey.
Joe, are you checking?
I guess certainly get on stack and make a comment or pose a question.
Well, I can get on the stack if that's what you want me to do.
Certainly.
Okay.
Is that somebody needs to mute their phone? AC, are you there? If anybody else wants to get on the stack, maybe we can come back to AC.
Okay.
Yes, Grace, this is Sean.
Yes.
I just want a point of clarification. Did you say it was WPFW that had the four-day mini drive that raised $92,000?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sean, how much time do we have left at this point?
1 minute and 20, 1 minute and 19 seconds.
Okay, we'll give AC a few seconds to figure out. I think he must have needed to mute because I may have had notes in the background. Is anybody any other questions for Grace? I think that unless I hear from AC in the next few moments, I'll just turn the chat back to you then.
I'm here. You want me to speak now?
Oh, there you are. Go ahead. Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, I just want to correct something. The question of the lease for WPFW has been known since March. It had not been signed off on because there was a special meeting called by the at that time to discuss this question. I have spoken directly with the people that he was speaking with, and they had given a 24-month extension for us. This was known anyway, but I just wanted to clear that up because I think that impression has been given that we were ready to be thrown out of the building and that kind of thing. The rehabilitation of the landlord for that site that we're in and the hotel that would be built by converting the church and our building together, that situation is going to take somewhere in the area of 2 years, according to them. The reason that I'm connected to that is because I'm a part of the relocation committee. I've had direct talks with them. The WPFW, both the LSB and the management, was working on this together.
We are at time by 10 minutes.
Thank you, AC and Joe. I'd like to say that I do have contradictory information from Grigsby and now Luzette. So what I'm going to do is write to Grigsby, have him clarify the status, and I will forward that email to all of you.
Thank you very much.
And we are at time by over a minute. Thank you.
And Chair, if you would send to Grigsby what was just stated.
Yes, I will.
That's fine. I've already mentioned that to him.
Yes, as long as he gets it in writing.
I just wanted to stop what I consider to be up again.
I'll now turn the chair back to Grace.
Thank you, Joe. All right, the next thing on the agenda is the CFO report. LaVarne, turning it over to you.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is LaVarne. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'll have to send the report in writing tomorrow. I just got back from the East Coast last night, and the plane was delayed 3 hours, so I'm a little exhausted. And, in fact, I'm over in the Valley right now. I won't even get into personal things, but I'm over in the Valley because I had to bring my brother home. He'd been staying with my mother. But just briefly, some of the things that, in terms of on a national level for the CFO, we're all working on the budget. BAI, we're trying to get it in. I was working on that yesterday in the office here. At 120 Wall Street. So that is pretty. So it's Friday night, and also yesterday. So I worked on that. So we should have that done, and we'll have a better feel for what the national, what the total numbers look like. You know, we're looking, of course, at the national office, and I'll have to really look at and talk to the general managers about the revenue projections because with the stations that have shown some success in terms of new initiatives and in terms of looking at the way fund drives are conducted and incorporating those methods those methods have produced significant results, particularly at BAI, as Grace had read. And just another side, we had a day, we raised $76,000 on one day and then like $72,000 on another. And based on the people there, she said she's just not aware they would ever raise that much on any single day. And again, it's Tony Bates, who's the program director, and Kathy, who's the public affairs director. You know, they really, really led the way on this. But then I just want to point out one of our programmers. In fact, you guys met her at the PNB party at WBAI. She was there with her husband and her child, and she raised like $24,000 in her two-hour slot. And then we repeated her pitch, and it raised over $100,000, this one person. Her name is Natalie Tandaway. So, you know, just wanted to, say hello, appreciate all the support, staff, listeners, volunteers at BAI. It shows that, as one of our programmers also used the phrase, we are the ones we've been waiting for. But on a total basis, consolidated basis, we just have to get this plan in, the budget in for BAI, and do a summary on that, and then really I'll have to talk about the revenue projections with each one of the general managers to make sure that it is consistent with what we can do and it is not either exaggerated or if there is some projections that are even with this year or even greater than this year's revenue, listener support revenue, that there has to be concrete strategies to produce that. So, and on the national office, in terms of the cash flow, like we've said, and I've said that we have this $1.1 million receivable, and I had actually sent out a projection in terms of if we attempted to pay that back, because that $1.1 million in receivable actually represents cash that went out the door or out the bank account. It just is not a paper transaction. And that, you know, if we want to start paying back, we can pay back the national office. And I think that that will give us the cash. But on an immediate basis, like we've said, is that with BAI, we raised the $640,000. We're still counting. And that based on how much is credit card and how much is cash, you know, I will, for the month of August and September, at least pay our share of Democracy Now!, which is like $10,000 a month. And I just want to say I hope no one misconstrues this as raiding BAI's coffers, but it's just basically paying our share of the cost. So that's where we are. And we all have a finance committee meeting, I think it's on Tuesday, so I'll have a summary of the budget by then for sure on a consolidated basis, but before it's really been scrubbed to look at revenue projections. And also, I want to look carefully at headcount, too, and that's something that it's in the plan, but we have to really talk about what we're doing there. And if the headcount, and talking with the GMs, I need to know if the headcount really that we have there can produce the results in terms of listener support that we really need. For example, at BAI, there were cuts made. The mail guy was cut. So, you know, this is really crazy. And the other things that are inside the budget, this will be real brief, is that with BAI, we're trying, again, to sublease some of our space. So I did talk with our next-door neighbor, and he has no money now, but if we present a plan to him, he can try to get money to sublease some of our space. In fact, he told me 2 years ago that he had a little plan ready to go. He had the funding, and someone at BAI told him that we were not looking to lease space. In fact, we were looking for additional space. So, you know, all of these little stories are coming to me about things that people tried to do to really reduce costs to make things easier, and it was not allowed to happen. So just basically really appreciate all of your support. We're initiatives that are put in place at BAI are like going wildly beyond any of our expectations, and it goes again back to the people who are on staff there at BAI. These people are really good. They are of the caliber of a station that's in a major media market. They can produce. They have excellent ideas. But there's little things that we're working on. We've made connections with Riverside Church, with Sonia Sanchez. I mean, it's just tremendous. Everything is just really exploding. So, again, if we just stay on that and also share our ideas with the other stations. I think that, you know, we will pull this off. We just have to go through this really precarious period until the October fund drives kick in.
We are at time by about a minute.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Is that the five-minute mark or the 10-minute mark?
That is the five-minute mark, and I apologize for. I'm just looking at
what's
here.
Okay, that's all right. There's five more minutes that were added by.
I will add that to the timer. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, so now, are there any questions for LaVorne?
Yeah, I have a question, Madam Chair. It's Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie.
Yeah, I'm sorry, LaVorne. I got a little confused during your report. When you were talking about having the budgets ready, were you talking about WBAI or the National Office budget ready for summary?
Well, I'm talking about all of them on a preliminary basis, but, you know, the whole process still has to be done as far as going to the LSC, getting the LSC to approve it. But to have a consolidated preliminary in terms of where we think we might be before the final steps that have to be taken with the LSC, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get done by Tuesday, so the Finance Committee will have some idea of what it may look like prior to the approval by all the LSCs.
Thanks, LaVorne. Would anyone else like to ask LaVorne a question?
Wendy?
Okay.
Nia, please. And then Nia.
All right. Wendy, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, LaVorne, as CFO, do you think, I mean, we're all trying to get a handle on when this Houston PNB meeting is going to happen. And so our bylaws say that it happens in September. And reason being, I think, is that we're supposed to approve budgets for all five stations before September 30th. Do you see any problem with approving those budgets on the telephone? Do you think that's realistic? Will we be able to do that? And if not, that's my question.
Well, I think it's realistic. Thank you, Wendy, for the question. I think it's realistic. I think we can do it by phone. You know, we just have to have, I mean, I apologize, we'll just have to have, like, weekly meetings almost as we get into the second half of September, and that's the way we'll have to get it done, and we will get it done.
Okay, Nia?
Yes, thanks. Maybe I missed it. LaVorne, did you say when the BAI budget was going to be ready? There's a lot of background noise. Did you say when the budget was going to be BAI budget? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said that I started working on it. We have this little fund drive thing going, so I started working on it like Friday evening, and yesterday I was, well, Friday night, I must admit. And then yesterday I was in the office briefly before I had to get out to JFK. So I'm trying to get something that I can show preliminary to the Finance Committee, get it to Jamie, like, hopefully late tomorrow evening my time, and I can send it to you and to any of the other BAI directors and LSC members to show this is what the preliminary looks like and get your feedback. Because I have had the discussions with the senior staff there at BAI in terms of what they see there needs to be as far as headcount, and like I said, the one that just really is stark is the fact that we need to hire a mailroom guy back. I mean, it's hard to get things out if you don't have a mailroom person on your staff. So, I've touched base with the people within the station, with the staff there in terms of what their needs are. Those ideas, any changes are still coming to me also. But, you know, what I get, I will try to send it out to all of the BAI, LSC, and including, you know, all the directors, of course. So I'll just make sure that happens.
Okay.
Thanks, LaVorne. Okay, Sean, where are we time-wise?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question.
First let me get a – all right, go ahead.
I'd like to know, LaVorne, what is the fulfillment of the last drive that we had?
Which is?
Which
sorry.
Drive? Are you mean, do you mean WBAI drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have that information with me, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Andrew will run reports from NMSI. But the one thing I'd also like to say is that we got all of the pledge cards in. We went full force, stopped everything else, got the pledge cards in. So they were in by Thursday. The drive stopped Wednesday at 11. I think it was Thursday we got all of them in, and we're back trying to do some of the online stuff that had not been done.
Okay, I was talking about the last drive.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I was choking on a grape, but we are at time.
Okay. LaVarne, why don't you just ask that question? Do you know what the fulfillment was for the May drive?
I'll say it again. I'll have, and Andrew will run the reports tomorrow. I have MEMSIS reports. I don't have the latest reports either. Like, these are like summaries from the prior. So once Andrew runs the reports, I can let you know that.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Now, we're going to go on to the report of the National Election Supervisor.
And is that 7 minutes, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. The first is that that resulted in a lot of candidates, new candidates coming in, was really successful, in my opinion, and I think that's really due to the board's policy and Grace's policy in terms of setting up the structure so that there were so many carts and so many, I think, very, very creative ideas that were circulated. We turned out, we have more than 40 candidates for WBAI, 36 for KPFK, 26 for WPFW, 11 for KPFT, and 29 for KPFA. The phase that we're in now, of course, is trying to have these forms so that people get interested. The mailing is going out next weekend. At this point, 72,045 candidate statements for the listeners have been printed. What we're having in the ballot is going to be the ballot itself with a brief explanation as how to vote. The candidate statements, which are very simple this time, there's the candidate statements, a brief explanation of single transferable vote, and on the last page, it's going to have all the forms and things that take place or where you can find out about the forms, because we've set up a MySpace for each station that people can go to find out where forms are, and we're putting the forms online. So that has already been printed. Tomorrow we're printing the staff booklets, everything will be printed by Tuesday. At that point, the barcodes will be put on the ballots, and things will be ready to be mailed out on this weekend. So that part is according to the bylaws. Mailing will be this weekend. The ballots have to be returned by October 15th because that's a month and a half. We are mailing them out with Indicia for the nonprofit organization, so we are mailing them out nonprofit. There's a couple of exceptions. Some of the stations, for example, at WBAI, we have a couple hundred non-addresses. If we have a situation like that, we are print. You know, what we're going to do is mail. As addresses come in, we'll mail those out first class. And if we have the same situation with unpaid staff where we don't have addresses, we'll mail those out first class. The bulk is being mailed out with the nonprofit status, and it will be mailed out next weekend. So there should be plenty of time for people to both receive and get their ballots in. We've always had trouble with return mail. So one of the things that we're going to do is to have extra ballots at each station so that the local election supervisor can turn around very quickly. It's not very good if you have several layers people have to go through to figure out do they have a ballot or not. It needs to be at the station itself, it seems to me. So we're going to try this method out. We'll try to make it very secure.
so that they will have, they will be given a certain number of ballots with a certain number of barcodes on. Any barcode that they erase can be replaced with another barcode, and that mail will be sent out first class. We're planning on having a whole series of both on-air and forums out in the community, and anybody who has any inclination at all to say, look, there should be a forum at a particular community, that would be really, really helpful. We also need help in terms of Spanish interpreters in L.A. I have some problems with that. If people have contact with Spanish interpreters in L.A., we are trying to have the some of the forums in Spanish. And if they're not in Spanish, that there be bilingual, that the English be translated into Spanish, and we'll try that in a couple of different areas. What I'm putting on the web is going to be a place where people can either hear the... you could, right now, you can hear the MP3s on many of the candidates on the web. So we've allowed, as you, if you look on Pacifica.org and look at the candidate statements, you'll see the web statements. Slowly the questionnaires are being put in there. Pictures are being put in when people send in pictures. And we're uploading the MP3 statements. What we plan on doing is allowing people to listen English and Spanish. The MP3 statements will be, within the next couple of weeks, translated into Spanish. So that's where we are right now. This session is, basically trying to get a lot of on-air, off-air forums, trying to get some excitement about the election. And obviously, this was near the end of August, and we had some people have mentioned there's not a lot that has been going on. Most of the stuff that we've been planning has been for the 1st of September, because we figured that's when people will get the ballots in, and that's what we really, really want people to listen to the forums, to go to the forums, and to have a lot of carts that are played over and over again. The carts have already been played at all the stations on some level. Some more than others, and I haven't had a chance to check because I've been doing most of my time this last 2 weeks with proofreading and not answering a lot of calls, but that time has ended, and I hope to get back to hope you've had questions and calls about this stuff. I know I've delayed because we really had to get the materials into the printing house to get them printed, and I had to have everything in last week or it's not going out. That's my report.
Thank you, Les.
Wendy on the staff.
Bonnie.
Okay. Before I take any staff, Sean, where are we on time?
We have 7 seconds. Here we go. 7 seconds. There we go.
Okay. We really don't have time
to extend.
On this. I'd like to state that it's already 6 o'clock. We really need to have an hour and a half closed session tonight. And if we extend time on this and if we take it may mean that we'll have to have a continuation meeting of this meeting, which will mean probably or very possibly another meeting this week. So
I'll ask my question another way. Never mind.
Okay.
Can I just say to Les?
It's up to the body to extend time, but it may mean
I'd like
the body
to extend for 5 minutes straight. Rick, I'd like to extend for 5 minutes because I asked a question earlier, and he said when Les came on, he could answer it. Just 5 minutes. We just asked him very quickly.
He answered the question. He said that that nonprofit mailing was being used for everything except late requests for ballots or reports or new members who were not originally on the original mailing. So that was already answered in the context of his report.
Yeah, and I don't have a question.
Yeah, but I have
And I'd like to follow up.
I had another question. Great.
Okay. It's fine if there's a motion to extend. I just want to
motion to extend
to
5 minutes.
Clear about the possible repercussions of that.
I second that motion. Motion
okay.
to 5 minutes.
Is there
I second
any objection?
5 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any objection to extending this for 5 minutes? Okay. Hearing none. The first person on the stack is Nia.
Okay. I'll do really quickly. Do you know approximately how many listener and staff members there are at WBAI, and when will the candidate debate begin at WBAI?
The candidate debate should begin at WBAI next week. They should begin. I'll try to make sure that that happens. There's approximately 14,000. 400. What were you asking? The listener members, the candidate, how many candidates?
No, approximately how many listener and staff members there are, and the debates are going to begin next week.
Yep.
Because we weren't notified about that.
The in terms of listener members, this is we still have volunteers that are being added onto this, but it's approximately 14,500. At this point.
Hey, Nia also wanted to ask how many staff, paid and unpaid staff members there are.
And paid and unpaid staff, it's something on the order of 200. I don't have the figure in front of me.
Okay. When you say next week, I mean, Sunday starts.
We're going to move on to the next question.
Grace, I just want to be clear. I want to make sure he means not this week, because Sunday starts this week. You mean the next week, as in next Sunday and after that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Wendy, you have a question?
Yeah, Les, I heard you mention a lot of things that are going in the ballot packet. I didn't hear you say anything about a survey. Are you saying that nothing's happening on the survey, the listener opinion survey? And, well, that's the sort of the first part of the question.
Rather than getting into a long thing about what happened, I'll tell you what is going to go into the packet. There are two stations that wanted surveys. KPFA is one of them, and WPFW is the other one. So those surveys will go in. In the packet, there's going to be a letter from the general manager asking people to contribute, to vote, to support this. There's going to be the ballot. There's going to be the candidate packet and a return envelope. That's it.
Okay, so two stations wanted it. Do you mean the managers told you they wanted it?
It was decided either by the managers or by the election committees or whoever made that decision.
If we could get it together to send you a file, is it not too late to do a survey for the other stations?
It would have to almost be done tonight because we're doing the mailing on Tuesday.
Oh, I thought you said next weekend.
It is going to be done next weekend, but remember, we're folding. It's possible.
I just want to kind of register
basically,
a complaint.
Basically, I'm trying to say that I was trying to stay ahead of the game rather than waiting till Friday to find out whether or not we're going to meet deadline. So I've tried to push things up a little bit. If you got something into me today or tomorrow, I would call in tonight, and I would say, this is from KPFT?
Yes.
I would say, put KPFT at the end, and we'll try to get it in.
So it could be one page front and back? Is that the deal?
Can you
no,
please?
No, we have to. I'd like it to be one page. In other words, it would be on the other side of the page of Dwayne Bradley's letter.
Oh, so just one. Okay. All right, thanks.
Bonnie to stack.
Yeah,
okay, Sean, are we out of time?
Yeah, we're at 25 seconds, and I think I'm next on the stack.
Okay, we're out of time for this.
No, we have 18 seconds, and I need five of those.
Move to extend.
No. We're at 12 seconds.
Extend again.
Les, I was talking with a Spanish teacher friend of mine who may be able to help us with translation, and I just want to know, do you want me to send her your contact information?
Yes, please send contact information. My contact information. Everybody, you have questions, les@pacifica.org, phone number, cell, 510-798-8622.
Repeat it again.
510-798-8622, les@pacifica.org.
Thanks, Les. I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Good time.
Next.